Woo! All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 0 of the Movie Spiel. I'm Alex Wiederspiel, joined alongside by
Ryan Edsel.
So Ryan and I like movies a lot. And
a lot.
Really.
A lot.
Way too much.
Way too much.
Our significant others, I would say the thing they loathe the most about us, not love, loathe, when we're together, it's the only thing we discuss.
Yes.
Literally the only thing
that
we talk
about.
When
we're together, it's the one thing they loathe the most.
Yeah.
They loathe a lot.
The hypothesis behind this is that it's okay to like mainstream film, for one thing. It's also okay to not like it, and it's okay to critique it. But I think the hypothesis is we're all here. We all have our own tastes. Our backgrounds are kind of formed, and our personalities are formed by these tastes that we kind of develop growing up. A great example, my significant other, Brittany, is a big fan of horror films. I really couldn't stand horror films.
I can't do horror, really.
But let me tell you, you know what I just watched for the first time 2 weeks ago? Absolutely outstanding. It's one of those films that it's a can't-miss film, and yet here's me claiming to be some level of authority on film,
yep.
And I've never seen The Shining.
Whoa.
And so I went and I watched it, and I could appreciate what a brilliantly made film it was, mm-hmm. How well-written it was, how great the performances were, particularly Jack Nicholson, obviously. But, you know, it's one of those films that slipped through the cracks because, to me, I saw the genre of sort of horror or psychological horror, and I was like, that's not for me. But she's a huge fan of that genre and, of course, was like, well, look, if you don't want to explore this whole genre, there are some films that you can't call yourself a film junkie or a film expert or at least a fan of film in general, mm-hmm. and not explore. And The Shining was one of those films. So that's the premise behind this, is we all come from these different backgrounds. And I think it's worth noting that just because we come from a different background doesn't mean there's not some level of viable art in there somewhere. I know this is a real scorching hot take I'm making here. I'm really taking a stand for everybody gets to like what they like.
They do, I guess. I will allow some people to like some things. I am told that I don't allow anybody to like anything that doesn't agree with what I like, which is probably true, but for the sake of us and our discussions, and the fact that Alex is the only one, in my humble opinion, that can go, of the people that I know, that can go toe to toe with me on our you know, just innate knowledge of ridiculous,
the 6 degrees of ridiculousness.
Seriously, we can play the movie game over and over and over and over again and never ever get bored. There are a few people that I know personally that can go toe to toe with me on that, and that is you, Alex.
We're going to introduce the movie game to, if we build any audience whatsoever. You've never played the movie game.
Oh, yes.
It's so addicting and so fun and mm-hmm. particularly good for long car rides. I first was introduced to it in high school, and my high school friends would, you know, they crushed me a lot of the times, but, you know, we developed a sort of a system, a spike system, and the goal was to find that one character actor. And by the way, just teasing you down the line, we're going to have an episode on this, but that one character actor mm-hmm. who you were the only one who knew two of their films that they were in, which is yep. sort of the key to winning at the movie, or at least knocking an opponent out in the movie game. That being said, I'm Alex, he's Ryan, we're yep. very big fans of film. The last thing I'm going to say, if I was going to pick one franchise, and I'm going to ask you the same question, one franchise that kind of set me on my love of film, that propelled me through the years, It's very cliche, it's a huge trope, but it starts with 8-year-old me in 1997 seeing Star Wars, seeing the special edition in theaters, getting the last remastered edition of the trilogy before George Lucas started doing George Lucas things to it on VHS. I remember my aunt bought it for my 9th birthday, and I wore those VHS tapes out. That set me on a course of my love of film, and I evolved down the line. I remember seeing Eternal Sunshine when I was 14 and realizing, you know, it didn't all have to be sort of pulpy, poppy, blockbuster, you know, material.
Yep.
And that eventually set me to working at a video store.
I have the same kind of experience, not working at a video store. I didn't live in a suburban paradise like you.
A suburban paradise?
When I was coming up, I lived in the geographic center of West Virginia, which there just ain't that much going on. But guess what? We had satellite TV, we had HBO and Showtime and Stars and all that stuff. So yeah, I loved Star Wars as a kid, and I always have and I always will, and especially The Empire Strikes Back, and that trilogy really just set me on it. Like, I'm gonna watch movies. Jurassic Park was a big one. Toy Story was a big one. Like, anything by Pixar. And then I got older and I saw a movie called Go, which was basically like a, if you rip off Pulp Fiction, it's a Doug Liman movie and it's so good. And it's got this, it's got Katie Holmes and Scott Wolf and Jay Moore. And I'd really like to do an episode on it, but I saw Go just randomly, on HBO. And I remembered seeing some preview for it in like 1999. And I guess that's when it came out. And it's actually a really fun movie about ecstasy, literally ecstasy and a bunch of intertwining weird stories in Los Angeles in 1999. And it's got a great 1999 soundtrack, including Len and No Doubt. It is so good. But it's about the rave culture. And I had no idea what that really was about. I've never taken ecstasy. I've never even been to Los Angeles. I don't know anything about a rave. But guess what? That movie's so freaking good. And then that just kind of set this little... This snowball avalanche into motion with me really, really getting into movies. And I ended up seeing, I saw Eternal Sunshine when it came out. And I saw just anything and everything that I could really get my hands on. But, you know, Fight Club was a big one. The Big Lebowski is still a big one for me. I saw Lost in Translation. And I'm trying to tell people in a very rural kind of redneck area, hey, man, this movie Lost in Translation is actually really good. It's got this really cool, weird soundtrack, this really distorted music and blah, blah, blah. And it's like... it's like pulling teeth trying to get some people to really enjoy it. Watching Pulp Fiction and watching the Tarantino stuff, Reservoir Dogs and Kill Bill and all that. Watching Election or anything else by Alexander Payne. Any of that stuff. Trying to get into these things with people who, for the most part, they'll you know, I have friends and they understand. They'll watch stuff with me. But really, it really just it kind of... I understand when people look at me funny when I tell them, hey, Punch Drunk Love is a great movie. And they're like, what the hell is that?
If I would include that on my list of, wait, you seriously have never seen that film? Everybody has gaps, right? Like, yep. Everybody has gaps.
I got a million gaps.
Right.
Though.
Everybody's got gaps in the art that they have consumed. You just can't consume it all at once. We'll go through. We'll have an entire episode probably dedicated to it. But I think I'm looking forward to each episode. We're going to admit it's going to be film confessional. What's the one must see film that you've never actually seen? And when do you plan to rectify this mistake?
Or even better, I'll give you one. I'll do you one better here. What's the movie that you have just now seen or just recently seen that everybody else has seen?
If you are listening on any platform whatsoever, please go ahead and just hit play next. Go to the next episode. Episode 1, we're talking about the best franchise finales. Yep. This is a double feature. We're releasing our double feature episode of the movie spiel, episodes 1 and 2 at the same time. Episode 1, best franchise finales, and episode 2, best individual movie endings, which was a much more difficult discussion than franchise finales, which, just a little teaser, as it turns out, that was a little, it was hard because it was so sparse, but I'll leave it there.
You're Alex.
And he's Ryan.
Heck yes.
Hit play next. Thanks.